The decline of the car industry is, of course, nothing new in the US, where for two decades industry towns have been devastated as companies like General Motors have closed down one factory after another. One of the worst hit is the city of Flint in Michigan, the birthplace of General Motors, now tens of millions of dollars in debt and with one of the highest violent crime rates in the country. People there sympathise with Australian car workers, and they also have some advice. North America correspondent Ben Knight reports from Flint.
This city's a long way from its heyday in the late 1970s, when it was the heart of the General Motors operation in the US. 80,000 people worked in its car factories back then, and thousands more in the businesses that supplied them. That number is now more like 5,000.
It tore up a lot of families.
Danny Brinker was laid off 5 years ago at the age of just 58.
A lot of people that lost their homes and really struggled because of that. A lot of people still have a bad taste, but you know what? I think a lot of the people that are here are still proud of General Motors.
But he's one of the lucky ones in Flint. He managed to find a part-time job with a boat building company. And every morning he picks up his wife from her night shift at the hospital and takes her for breakfast at the Westside Diner, where you can get the Hungry Man breakfast of eggs, bacon, hash browns, sausage and pancakes for $5.95.
Oh, where are we
at? Ed Anderson is also here for breakfast. He works in commercial real estate and he's watched property values in freefall for more than a decade.
There's still a lot of people in this town, I think, in denial about how bad it is.
Which is hard to believe. This was once the home of a place called Buick City, which was a massive complex of 28 factories churning out one of the country's best-known car models. It's now a massive, empty and toxic wasteland. But that's not even Flint's biggest problem. As the economy collapsed and unemployment rose, the city couldn't afford enough police, and Flint now has one of the highest rates of murder and violent crime in the entire US. Whole neighbourhoods are now no-go areas.
I remember the prosecutor called it the killing zone. I mean, it's the most dangerous area in America.
What's that like to have that reputation, the town that you were born in?
Well, I like the T-shirt, "Our mayor can kick your mayor's ass." You know, and you make fun about it. But when it comes to hardcore real estate, attracting national players, it's difficult.
As a one-industry town, Flint is in a very different situation to the car-making suburbs of Adelaide and Melbourne. But the challenges of recovery are pretty much the same. This is a city that's tried hard to diversify into higher education, healthcare, and different types of manufacturing. But even after 20 years, it's still struggling. Ed Anderson has some advice for Australian car workers contemplating their future.
I would get your own business. Don't listen to the government bailout, because this is a classic where a lot of government money was wasted on really stupid stuff.
This is Ben Knight in Flint, Michigan for AM.